Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with a wonderful guest who's extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of Beyond KPIs, Multifamily Diagnostic Metrics. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the fabulous Stacy Hampton, the founder and principal consultant with Asset NOI Consulting. Welcome, Stacy.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me.
You've been a longtime listener to the show, so it's great to finally have you on as a guest. I've certainly followed a lot of what you've done through social media, and I'm excited to hear your thoughts on this important topic. KPIs, right now, when we're going through budget time and budget season in the industry, people are setting these KPIs up to see how they perform against their budget numbers and so forth. So let's kind of jump right in. Talk about what is the difference between KPIs and diagnostic measurements.
Sure. So KPIs are really kind of your dashboard. You know, what you see when we're talking about budgets, we're talking about forecasting. A lot of times KPIs, which is, you know, occupancy, delinquency, revenue. So, you know, in analytics, KPIs are descriptive. They're the what happened, right? Or in forecasting, what do we think will happen? And diagnostic is, metrics are more what, you know, why it happened. So what rolls up to that KPI? If we're talking about occupancy, it could be traffic numbers or conversion rates. If we're talking about delinquency, it could, you know, a diagnostic metric could be, you know, lease default rates or, you know, could be have to do with screening. So it's really diagnostic metrics are really what the why of the KPIs. Why did this happen?
And when we get into, I guess, the diagnostic metrics, the root causes, they become, they're exact at that point, right?
Right, exactly. So with diagnostic analytics, we're looking at historicals and currents and really understanding what, you know, what is the contributor, the biggest contributors to these, or all the contributors to these KPIs. So, for example, if we're looking at low revenue, we're looking at, you know, what were the biggest contributors? And that's really where the drill down comes from, is you're looking at, okay, we had, you know, X amount of leads and X amount of those, you know, converted into tours, and how many of the tours turned into actual leases, and how many leases actually became move-ins, or how many of those leases or applicants were denied or approved. And so you're really getting a full picture of that KPI, and doing that, make sure that whenever you are focusing on improving a specific aspect of your business, you're focusing on the things that have the highest ROI. So one of the best examples that I see in multifamily is, you know, we're looking at a low occupancy, and you know, a lot of times the thought is, well, we need more traffic. Well, more traffic is likely to get you more leases, but not always. It really depends. Sometimes you find out that, you know, you're getting more traffic, but it hasn't really moved your conversion ratios because there's, you know, it's not, you're not competitively positioned within the market as far as pricing and concessions. You know, anybody who works in multifamily marketing will tell you that, you know, more traffic, more marketing doesn't always lead to the best results. So digging into some of those diagnostic metrics, what rolls up to that KPI, make sure that you're not focusing on the wrong issue.
I wanted to find out, do you see a breakdown with, or a common, I guess, stumbling block where people are very intent on creating the KPIs, but they don't go into the diagnostic metrics? They leave that step out, or they don't put enough emphasis on that, and the KPIs on their own without those diagnostic metrics aren't as effective. Do you see that?
Absolutely. You know, and that largely has to do with how difficult it can be to get that data. You know, it's a very manual process in multifamily specifically because you have to gather a lot of those diagnostic metrics from a lot of places. They have to come from your CRMs, your websites, your ILSs. They have to come from your screening software. They'll come from, you know, various different places, even outside of the PMS, and the data isn't always easily parsed. It's quite a manual process. So, you know, what I mostly see is that someone will look at a particular KPI and say, you know, guess that, you know, let's do this. You know, they kind of tend to lean to what they've seen work in the past, and, you know, they'll use that, you know, historical knowledge for solutions. And what ends up happening in that case is a lot of times you're fixing the wrong issue. And so you may see some results, but sometimes that doesn't always work in your favor. In the instance of, you know, if you've got a community that has a high fraud ratio, you can increase your marketing. And your occupancy may go up. You got great, but at the same time, your delinquency goes up and your turn cost goes up because those people don't stay. You know, I talked to a multifamily operator in affordable yesterday that had a community that had a 70% decline rate, which is the highest I've ever seen in affordable. And, you know, this particular asset in the submarket where there were a lot of applicants that just weren't meeting the basic qualifications. If they were not screening them, you know, if their screening criteria wasn't effective, you would end up filling up the property in with residents that can't pay and increasing the distress.
Yeah, that is kind of unusual because typically, you know, on affordable property, there's a waiting list of people to get in.
Absolutely. I was rather surprised myself. You know, again, it's submarket specific. It's a problem across multifamily, finding qualified applicants, and it's something that's kind of been building over time. But, you know, at the current time, you know, certain submarkets, there's definitely more challenges, and this particular asset was in a submarket where they were really having a challenge and having, for the first time, occupancy challenges where, you know, they were having a hard time keeping occupancy. Leasing was great. You know, they had plenty of leases, but, you know, if you had 10 leases, you're declining 7. So now all of a sudden you need 40 leases to get what you would normally need to have to sustain, you know, the occupancy that they needed.
We've got about a minute left. And kid, is there something that that property could have done using the diagnostic metrics to thwart that issue?
Well, that's a great question, Paul. You know, the next step I recommended was obviously digging into the data, making sure that we're not declining people that we need to approve, that, you know, revisiting your screening criteria. And what that's going to take is an extremely manual process and analytics of studying each one of the declined applications they've received over the last 12 months and really digging out that detail and saying, you know, based on the information we have right now, you know, is there a section of this, these declined applicants that we need to approve or should have approved? Or is there a set of circumstances where we could have approved?
All right, well, we are going to be back right after this short break. We're going to talk a little bit more about the diagnosis process, and we'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Is your multifamily property still on clunky mechanical locks or managing multiple systems for electronic locks? There's a better way to manage your property's access. Zintra is a single system to manage unit, perimeter, and amenity spaces for your multifamily property. Zintra is designed for property and maintenance staff who are overwhelmed and need a system that works from the leasing office to on the go with the Zintra mobile app. Whether you're a leasing agent handling a move-in, a property manager generating reports, or maintenance staff accessing a work order, Zintra will handle your access needs simply and securely. Zintra is paired with Schlage's world-class line of hardware and is now the first to be able to offer Resident Key in Apple Wallet as a solution for tap-and-go entry to all access points on your property with an iPhone or Apple Watch. With Zintra, you don't have to sacrifice between a world-class experience for your residents and decreasing the workload on your staff. Zintra is quick, simple, and secure enough to handle all your multifamily property's access needs. To get started, visit Zintra.co, Zentra.co, Zintra.co, or contact your Allegion representative.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
In the fast-paced world of multifamily management, staying connected matters. Need to grow your LinkedIn and boost your visibility? With DottiPost, you can do it smarter and faster. DottiPost lets you create stunning professional posts in just seconds. You can highlight your property, showcase your team, and engage your audience, all while growing your network. With easy-to-use templates and real-time insights, DottiPost helps you increase your followers and connect with potential clients effortlessly. Take your multifamily business to new heights. Use DottiPost to turn your LinkedIn into your most powerful tool. DottiPost. Post smarter. Grow faster. Go to DottiPost.com to sign up. Welcome back to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of Beyond KPIs, Multifamily Diagnostic Metrics. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the amazing Stacy Hampton, the founder and principal consultant with Asset NOI Consulting. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to the archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Stacy, in the first segment, we discussed the differences between KPI and diagnostic metrics. And then in this segment, I know you want to discuss the diagnosis process. Let's kind of jump into that and dive in and see what you believe is important about that process.
Sure. So I think, you know, usually in what I do, I usually have a client call and they want to work on a specific KPI. There's something that, you know, a KPI that they think can be improved upon, and or they want to understand more about. So, you know, often I get a call. The number one KPI for our multifamily industry is occupancy. So they want, you know, more occupancy, but probably number two is delinquency. So, you know, determining on what to work on within multifamily operations is a challenge. I mean, it's part of the great part of this business is you can work on a lot of things, and certainly more so now with all the tech solutions and that we have available to us. So I think important part is making sure what you want to work on. And so to determine that, you know, I use basically an evaluation of where's our greatest opportunities. And that's where diagnostic analytics come in. You know, I'm looking at where we can, what's going to have the most ROI opportunity for a property. So if we're talking about occupancy, you know, I'm looking at, okay, well, what was our vacancy? And what contributed to that vacancy? What would it look like if we were to reduce the vacancy by 20, 30, 40%? And in order to do that, I measure the historicals and look at, okay, what was their highest occupancy in the last 12 months? You know, what's the average occupancy? And so determine what KPI you want to look at or work on, you've really got to figure out what's the highest value opportunity. And then, you know, figure out whether or not you think that's something that can be improved upon. And from there, we're really digging into, you know, what are the main contributors, you know, to the vacancy? Is it skips and evictions? Is it move outs? Is it, you know, just typical turnover? And what could be done to reduce that? And from there, we've got an area of focus. If we believe we can reduce the vacancy by, you know, 25-30%, we're digging into what are the main contributors to the vacancy, and then we can really drill down to what are the areas that we think we can make movement or improvement. And from there, we measure the improvement. What does 20% look like? What does 50% look like? So, you know, as a good example, I had a project this year where the client wanted to work on occupancy for a specific property. And as I dug into it, I realized they didn't have a challenge in leasing apartments whatsoever. They had enormously high conversion ratios. They had plenty of move-ins. Their problem really was the move-out. So this is those diagnostic metrics that we were digging into. Discovered that they'd had 53% turnover in 8 months, which was enormous. They had an incredible amount of skips and evictions. And that impact really affected them in a lot of various ways. So obviously they had vacancy loss, but they also had a higher turn expense because they had to turn those units again. And in addition to that, you know, was compounded by concessions. So what we did was we looked at, you know, what would we do to reduce the numbers of skips and evictions? And so digging into their applications over a 12-month period, we were able to plug the holes, essentially, in their screening qualification process. In addition to that, bringing on a deposit replacement program that would de-risk lease defaults. So we reduced the number of skips and evictions for the past 90 days, and that came out, you know, thus far, it's got about a $13,000 value per month. Wow. We're anticipating a 30% reduction in skips and evictions over the next 12 months, which will result in $193,000 in NOI, increase in NOI.
That's fantastic. You know, we've got about 4 minutes left in this segment, but in the first segment, you mentioned working with a affordable property, and I'm just curious, and I always want to know the differences. You know, when you're dealing with affordable or market rate or student housing, and you're looking at these diagnostic metrics, do they differ significantly from property type to property type, or can you apply the same metrics to any type of property?
Sure. Yes. And the answer is yes, they do differ. They differ between submarkets, quite a bit. So the first one that comes to mind for me is looking at the lead to lease time frame. So that's from the time a prospect starts looking for an apartment to when they actually make a decision. You know, I see variances in submarkets. For example, for a senior property, the lead to lease time is about 6 months. They take a long time to look at you know, different apartments, and a lot of them have to sell their homes. And so, you know, what we did with that information is we use that to inform, you know, our follow-up process and how, you know, we nurtured the prospects over a six-month period versus I've found in a, you know, conventional market rate in the same submarket, actually, the lead-to-lease time was about 2 weeks. So, you know, using that information, you know, you need to take a different approach, right? You've got 2 weeks to get this lead to come in and tour the property. So time's pretty, you know, of the essence in that case.
Yeah, exactly. When you're looking at that, how do you adjust your KPIs when you know that the metrics are telling you that on market rate in that submarket, you've got a shorter period of time than the senior property in that same submarket? What things do you put in place to help with that KPI?
You know, the KPI itself changes whenever you're implementing different solutions. You know, you're making changes to your processes and procedures to accommodate what you now know about the property. So, you know, what we're looking for is, okay, well, if we make this change, and this is where we get into predictive and prescriptive analytics. If we implement this new screening technology, we believe that it's going to decrease approvals, you know, and that could potentially impact the occupancy KPI. So what we have to do in that instance, we need to track it to see what impact it has, but we may also have to look at, okay, now we need to get to market more. And so, because we're going to need to backfill these leads that we were getting that weren't really great in the first place because they were defaulting on their lease. Or in the instance of, you know, the senior housing community, you know, in order to impact that KPI, you need to make sure that, you know, you've got a lead nurture sequence that lasts, you know, for 6 months. In the instance for the property that has a 14-day lead to lease turnover, then, you know, you realize, one, that you need to have ready product. These people are pretty much ready for immediate move-ins. And that's a big one for a lot of my clients, is realizing how product availability, what impact having ready units makes on their KPI. They lease more apartments because their people are looking to move in a very short time frame. So having more ready product on hand makes the difference.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here. We are going to be back right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Application fraud in multifamily is a major challenge we're all contending with today, and the risk is ever increasing, making it more important than ever to strive for driving delinquency to 0%. If you could eliminate the worst form of application fraud with just a few clicks, you would, right? With PayScore, accuracy is everything. By automating income verification, they deliver clear, concise, and 100% bank-verified income reports in minutes. No more doubts, delays, or fraud. Just the truth about applicant income. PayScore. Accurate, easy, safe. Visit PayScore.com and start verifying with confidence. PayScore. Click, verify, relax.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Mm-hmm. We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of beyond KPIs, multifamily diagnostic metrics. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the fantastic Stacy Hampton, the founder and principal consultant with Asset NOI Consulting. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Econserve, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Zentra, a seamless security solution designed to solve the everyday problems of shared property access. Zentra is the convergence of exceptional security and convenience. And PayScore, learn the truth about applicant income. So, Stacy, we were talking a little bit during the break about the fact that the KPI process is something that you need to always be aware of when it comes to certain aspects, when it comes to your applications and your occupancy. Go a little bit more into that.
Sure. So we were talking about, you know, having available units, for example. That's another big KPI for the multifamily industry. How many apartments out of our vacant apartments, how many of those are ready? And I think that's a critical one. One of the things I like to say is we only have one product in multifamily, and it's apartments, right? We have to have mm-hmm. them in order for people to rent them. And, you know, I think one of the things that's really important to keep top of mind right now is that, you know, a lot of prospects are doing their shopping online. Majority of their shopping, as where they used to go see five apartments, on average, now they're down to seeing two. By the time they get to the communities, they've narrowed it down. They know they're basically just showing up. And I heard someone talk about this last week. They're just showing up to make a decision. They're verifying what information they've already gathered. And so one of the things that they want to look at is, the primary thing I'd say is an actual apartment. And so having ready product to show your prospects is extremely important. And you'd be surprised how many times you go to a community and they don't have enough ready product to show. They may have a couple of units. They may only have the model. And, you know, the prospects statistically are more likely to lease when they have ready, available apartments to show that they could actually lease, so they can get a sense for what a real apartment looks like in that community. And so one of the more recent examples is a community that I was working with that had 34 vacant apartments. And out of those 34 apartments, only two apartments were ready to show. And that impacted leasing significantly. They were in one of those units, I'd say probably wasn't the best location. It was located at the back of the property and you know, faced the dumpster. So a prospect comes out, they're looking at an apartment, they have to, you know, go all the way to the back of the community, and it's not even the floor plan that fits their budget. And so in the terms of whether or not one would be compelled to lease, it's like, okay, well, here's this floor plan. It looks kind of like the one that fits your budget and that you're most interested in, versus when they go to another community and they can see an exact apartment. The other thing that I have found is that, you know, when we have apartments that are ready in floor plans, we've seen consultants feel much more confident about leasing those apartments. And so in that property that had the 34 vacant units, once we were able to get 50% of that inventory ready, the closing ratio for that particular property went up 31%. They converted 31% more of their leads after they had ready apartments to show.
Yeah, and so I guess one of the things that from an actionable standpoint, the question would be, what would going through that process that you described, you find out that you've got this issue now with not having apartments ready to show. What would the solutions be, or the potential solutions be?
Sure. So, well, on a long-term basis, you know, making sure that you're tracking those ready apartments and you have very well communicated to the entire team what the expectation is, which is 50% ready. But how I was led to what the challenge was and what the impact was by the looking at the closing ratio and digging in even further and discovering that, hey, they're following up with these leads, they're showing apartments, you know, seemingly they're doing everything that they should be doing. But they're still, and you know what, the rents were competitive. I mean, really digging in and you know, painting a picture of how this property is operating, and it's like, what part of this doesn't look right? Well, it was a product issue, and that's probably one of the best issues to have in the sense of it takes a lot less to fix, and it's a simpler fix, you should say. And so, you know, that's where it was like, can this be improved? Yes, it can. We can set a standard of 50% ready product and hold it and make sure that there's no challenges in that. And what's the potential, you know, hence what the improvement looks like. What's the potential value in that? You know, revenue went up, occupancy goes up, rent income goes up, and the leasing agent feels more confident, the prospect feels more confident, and they were able to lease up the apartments, and they've been sustaining it now for 90 days. So
that's fantastic. So when you run across an issue and you've identified what the solution is, or what the problem is or that's causing it, at what point in time do you decide to make the change as far as if it's something where you've got to make a wholesale change in the way you're operating? And how do you get the buy-in from the on-site team and the folks that are having to make that change?
Sure. You know, that's where the showing them the numbers really really seems to resonate. So if you can go back historically and show a time when they were, you know, doing better, and you discover that during the analysis process, and say, here were the circumstances when you leased, this is what was going on at the property when you were 95% occupied, here's what happened before that. So all we're trying to do is recreate it, right? This is what we need to do now, and this is the result you'll get. So it's not like when you go to a property and you say, hey, listen, you guys need to lease more apartments, and they're, you know, in their minds, they are. They, you know, oftentimes you don't know without a diagnostic analysis why you're working as hard as you can in your mind, right? And you're like, I don't understand why this isn't working. If you did, you would fix it. You know, all the operators and site teams that I know, they don't do things they don't think are right, right? They're doing them because they think they're right, and they often are. But the circumstances are sometimes with these properties that there's something else at play there. And it could have been the reason why they weren't getting apartments ready at the rate they were previously. Could have been They have a new make-ready person. You know, it could be that they had an awful lot of work orders at summer. And so we need to find a solution for that to kind of get them on track. And it really boils down to saying, this is what the standard is, and we're going to, you know, make changes to make sure that we hold that standard, because if we don't, this is what happens.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here. We are going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Elevate your apartment game with Multi-Housing News and their exclusive newsletters. MHN is the leading integrated resource for people and companies that own, invest in, develop, manage, and or market multifamily real estate. Join the thousands of real estate professionals who trust MHN in their daily, weekly, and bi-monthly newsletters to keep them informed and inspired with property management trends, news, podcasts, and more. Find out more information at multihousingnews.com/subscriptions.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we are discussing the topic of Beyond KPIs, multifamily diagnostic metrics. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the awesome Stacy Hampton, the founder and principal consultant with Asset NOI Consulting. And I do want to take a moment and thank some of our other sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry, and CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So let me just ask the question, Stacy, what is the importance when it comes to these metrics of going deeper than just the KPIs?
You know, the importance really is, Paul, is that you really understand what's impacting a property's operations, what's impacting revenue, what has the greatest impact, and it's really drilling down and making sure that you are focused on what you want to change and you're focused on the right thing. And, you know, business analytics for multifamily is, like I said, it's primarily dashboards or business intelligence, and it's descriptive. It's what happened already. So diagnostic analytics is really about understanding why did something happen. You can't make significant improvement without understanding and why things happen. And probably the best part about diagnostic metrics and analytics is that often you discover things even when you're just drilling it down into a single property. You often discover things that will improve operations throughout your entire portfolio. You know, a good example of that is I had a client that their utility absorption rate was 55% at a particular property, and we were able to discover that the primary contributor to that was they weren't billing residents at move-out. And that had an enormous impact. So in coming up with what do we need to do to make sure those final billings occur, we were able to find a utility billing company that automated that process so that the assistant manager didn't have to remember to go back and bill them. And so from there, they were able to increase their bill back rate to a 91%, and it made an enormous difference thus far. So a lot of times you find things in diagnostics, analytics that not just improve a single community, but and increase revenue at just a single community, but throughout an entire company.
We've got a few minutes left before I want to transition to another topic with you, but tell me a little bit about the importance of and how to best measure the success when you're using the diagnostic metrics.
Sure. So essentially, once you've decided on what you want to work on and what the primary contributors are, you know, you implement a solution like I mentioned, a change in the process or even the provider in some cases. And then you continue to the same things you were looking at, you know, the same data points you were looking at, you just continue to update your model. And what you're trying to see is this making a difference and to what degree? In the case of the water billing, you know, we were looking at, okay, let's see, you know, what was our percentage? It was quite simple. It was like, okay, here's our percentage for this month. Here's the percentage for next month. We continued to see it increase and climb. And so, from there, it's quite simple. It's just monitoring unless for some reason you're not getting the results that you were looking for. And so sometimes you do have to make some changes and you're like, oh, okay, I realized that we missed this particular step, like, you know, integration, perhaps a couple of properties weren't integrating or getting the data. Maybe some properties aren't following through with the change in process that you implemented. So you continue to monitor and measure, you know, whatever particular metric you decide that you need to improve on.
So we've got about a minute left before I want to transition. I wanted to ask you to kind of give a set of tips to our listeners if they want to look into incorporating the diagnostic metrics into their system when they're working with their KPIs. What would you suggest or recommend that they do?
Great, great question. It's really about, I would recommend before you make any specific changes, making sure that you understand why something is happening. So, I do my best not to guess ever. On anything, I try to look at as best I can the information in front of me. And so, if we were talking about a property, for example, you know, you may be able to determine that they have enough traffic, then the next question is, okay, why aren't they closing? It's really about the whys. Why are things the way they are now? Because that's going to inform what specifically you need to work on to improve your KPI or your property performance in the future.
Well, I want to transition us out of the topic, and I want our listeners always are interested in finding out about how our guests, what their journey was like into multifamily, how did they get into the multifamily industry, and a little bit about that journey, as well as what you're doing now with Asset NOI Consulting. Tell us a little bit about your journey into multifamily.
Yeah, well, I, like almost everyone else I know, didn't plan on being here, but found my way. So I was in the hospitality industry. I worked for a large business class hotel group, and got a little interested in the apartment industry because, you know, hospitality is extremely fast-paced. Instead of having new residents every 12 months, you have new residents every night, and there's food and beverage and a lot of other aspects to it. And at the time, I had a young child and was traveling a lot and really wanted something stable, and multifamily was a great industry for me to get into. However, I thought I was going to get a free apartment. Then I decided I didn't want the free apartment. So I started out leasing. I took a pretty significant pay cut to get into the industry, but I was, I really believed in its opportunities at the time. So, and I don't think I was wrong. So I started out leasing and, like most, worked my way up and found a lot of the things that I had learned in hospitality and managing, portfolios there in multiple states, certainly applied to multifamily, but then there was a lot of things I thought I knew and I did not. So multifamily was happy to give me an education.
And I know that throughout the years you were working for different management companies, and then somewhat recently, in the last year or two, you started Asset NOI Consulting. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so what I found, working as in my last role as the president of the management company, I got to work on a lot of unique challenges every day, and I got to learn a lot about, cause and effect of the industry, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the improvement and the data aspect and seeing how all the different aspects of multifamily correlate. For a really long time, I've been kind of working as a consultant to clients that I've had and third party and people I know. And I started realizing more and more in 2023 that I was getting a lot more of these calls. They were turning into projects, but I wasn't really working with anybody on an official basis at that time. And so I decided I wanted to get into consulting so that I could work more on the things that I enjoyed, which is really helping owners and operators drill down on some of these aspects of multifamily operations and drive revenue, which they do every day, all day. But there are cases where, we've all been stumped by a community. You're working as hard as you can. You're doing everything right. And, those certain communities, it just doesn't seem to work, or it's not enough. And so, you know, I enjoy drilling into that for them and finding the solutions. Or sometimes it's, look, this is as good as it's going to get. We've increased revenue, reduced expenses, and, you know, kind of preparing them for the what the future holds will look like.
All right. Well, before we get out of here, tell our listeners, if they want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to reach out?
Sure. You can always email me at shampton@assetnoi.com, or you can contact me or find me on LinkedIn. I write a lot about multifamily topics and things that I discover as I go along. I am happy to have a call or chat with you. Most of my projects are anywhere from a week to 3 months. So if there's anything that, you know, you think you might would want to dig into or could use help with, I'm happy to chat.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Stacy, for being on. We'll love to have you back again to talk about some other topics for the industry. And we're going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.